Wow, this would be a great show. Oh my god! Galactic Renekton is 260 RPs. Somebody buy them for me.
Oh my gosh.
I want the albino gator.
Oh my god, you guys, when I'm capturing the flag, you need to guard me! You need to guard me when I'm capturing the flag! Move out of my way!
Welcome to Rage Quit Radio. Has joined the channel.
What the f*** is with this guy?
Paula has joined the channel.
No! God, please, no! No!
Negative Apex has joined the channel.
How overpowered these pistols are!
Enemy pentakill.
They're capturing C! Oh my god, they're capturing C! Now we're gonna lose.
This sucks.
All right, I'm starting the show.
Starting the show.
Here we go.
You're starting the show. All right. Fine.
Jesus. Fine, Josh. Fine. God.
My God.
Oh. Yeah. Hey, welcome to Rage Quit Radio, where we make lots of sounds to random noises. And
dude, that wouldn't even sound like you were mad. It just kind of sounded like somebody was, like, you know, raping you.
Nah, it's not rape if you're willing to do it.
That's true.
Welcome to Rage Quit Radio, everyone. What was that, Ian?
No, nothing.
Okay. How's everyone doing? We've got
Lance never has anything to say.
Hey, what? What? I don't have anything to
Ian
say.
Ian never has anything to say.
Can you ever get our names right?
Why do we even have Ian on the show?
I don't know. Why do we have you on the show?
I don't know.
Because
I don't know.
You can't get any of our names right.
That is true. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
This is terrible. This is like the best intro ever.
Screw you guys. I'm going home. I'm going to go play South Park, the Stick of Truth.
I'm eating chicken.
So random. So we got the Mass Effect trilogy is coming on the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. It's coming to the next gen consoles. Xbox One unveils its TV state. There's a Halo versus Halo, which are the two Halo stories. Talk a little bit about Alien Isolation. MOBAs and free-to-play games are driving PC gaming to surpass consoles. The Atari myth is true. Yes, the Atari has been found. It is true. The Atari has been found.
Really? I didn't know.
Has the cake been found?
No, the cake's still alive, bro.
Star Wars Episode 7 and the Expanded Universe. The MLG is going to be at the X Games. That's right. It's going to be part of ESPN. And when we talk about Zuckerberg actually went and tried on the PlayStation 4 VR headset before he purchased the Oculus Rift. So, yeah. What's going on, guys?
Are you enjoying that sausage pizza of yours?
What?
With that extra long sausage?
What? Where on earth did that come from?
I just finished my chicken. I'm good now.
Oh, you finished your chicken? Good. Okay, yeah. Can we start the show now, Ian? Are we good? Should we get you some something to drink, some beer, some...
Oh, crap. I'm almost out.
Oh, my God.
See, that's what you need to do. Like, what I do is I bring, like, a whole six-pack by me. And,
like in a cooler beside you?
And a bottle of rum.
You get a gopher or a wife, which is both.
Wait, a gopher?
You could train a dog.
Gotcha.
You could train a dog to get like open up the fridge, get the beer, and bring it back to you.
That'd be bad.
Seen that, man.
And open the beer. Yeah.
No. Yeah. So that'd be kind of hard since dogs don't have thumbs.
It can happen, okay? It can happen. Let me dream.
This show could happen, but it's not.
Are we really going to talk about video games?
What? Is the dog going to like open the beer with his mouth, and then there's like going to be slobber all over your beer?
I'll be okay with that.
Yeah, somehow I think Ian would prefer that. Oh, man.
God.
Some extra flavor. Makes it so tashy.
What's the new beer line? Dog saliva. So, the Mass Effect trilogy is being remastered on next-gen consoles. This is kind of unneeded, in my opinion.
Or kind of not like everyone expected that was going to happen. I mean they're
really
going to milk Mass Effect until, well,
yeah, man,
the next
I mean,
Mass Effect comes out.
Yeah, the Last of Us is going, you know, all of the like really popular games that was on the PS3 and play and Xbox 360 are going to get remasters for the new generation.
Like, I'm
because it gives them more money.
Buying a PS4, and hey, if I do, I get to play The Last of Us remastered.
Oh, yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm totally glad. I mean, going back to the whole thing of they should have just freaking made it backwards compatible.
Yeah,
in the first
I was
place.
Just about to say that.
But anyways, if I buy a PS4, at least I can play.
Yeah, but you can't play,
you know,
in 1080p if it's backwards compatible.
Nah, you can.
Oh my god!
It
but at least you don't have
difference.
To.
I'm sorry. Sorry, Xbox One.
That's true. But, what games can you play at 1080p on the Xbox One?
None.
Minecraft.
Dude, no,
Minecraft 1080p.
Some. I just can't think of any.
Minecraft. I'm sure you can play that at 1080p.
They have,
but it's
they
not
have
like
good,
30 frames per second.
Isn't Elder Dude. What is Elder Scrolls on? Isn't that 1080p?
On the Xbox? No,
yeah.
That's not 1080. I'm pretty sure at the limit it's 720. I can double check, actually. Continue talking. I will look this up.
Anyway.
Okay. So anyways.
Okay. That is something that scares me, you know. We have all these tech events happening and they're like, this laptop can play 4K. This graphics card can do 4K. Hey, can your Xbox One do 4K? Nope. Can your PS4 do 4K? Yeah. Like, and they said it's
going to
be future-proof. Future-proof.
Yeah.
The future's going to be here really quick.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you think about it, give it, like, 2 years, and the Xbox One is going to be so far behind in graphics with new games coming. Like, what if
it's not just the Xbox? The PS4 will have the same problem. Okay.
Well, but they're going to have
just
much less of a
Xbox
problem,
One.
Though. Because the Xbox One is already having a problem and the system is a couple months old.
Do you want me to talk about the Wii U?
Okay. I got.
Nobody cares about the Wii U.
Hey, Super Smash Brothers, man. Come on.
Literally, that's the only game. Super Smash Brothers and Zelda games for the Wii U is like the only thing you buy a Wii U for.
Okay, I got the resolution. Okay, so apparently it's 1080i, not 1080p.
What the hell is 1080i?
It's close. Like 720 maximized.
Yeah.
It's like a fake 1080p.
But it's not enough to really make a difference, to be honest.
Yeah.
Well, still can't do 1080p.
I will say this. I have a 720 plasma, and when I set it to 720, it looks like poop. But when I put it on the fake 1080, it looks good. So I don't know.
Yeah, it's suitable. It works.
Like, what if they make like a Crysis 4? What is that going to run on the Xbox One?
I mean, it'll probably still run it. It might do 1080p. I mean,
Crysis 4?
I said might.
It could.
Not said it will.
Take out the entire environment,
yeah.
All the lighting, all the shadows, all the bad guys, and just stare at the suit guy.
Yep.
There you go. Crysis 4, 1080p. While the PC will do it in 4K, you just have to spend $4,000.
That's true. But I think we were talking about the Mass Effect trilogy coming.
One thing I wanted to point out was the reason that we got this release is that a retailer, Zmart Games, I've never heard of that, basically leaked it out on their website that,
come on, GameStop,
it's gonna
get
be
your
available.
Act together.
I know, right?
It's a German site, I believe.
So, we kind of already covered this about, I think Josh did, about, you know, a lot of other games that are going to be remastered, which in the long run is just a big money grab because they could have just done backwards compatible.
But
But since they're not, at least they are.
You don't get HD. And I'm sorry, I mean, there are a whatever. Lot of people that care about HD,
people. That's what I'm saying. It's, you know, it's like, at this point, it's like, whatever. You know, at least they are remaking them. At least they will be in HD. At least you'll be able to play some of the more popular games on the new gen consoles. Some of us just want to play the game and don't want to spend that $60, but that's not going to be an option anymore. So, you know, like, I'm happy that The Last of Us is coming to the PS4. With a remake, you know, with a better resolution for the PlayStation 4.
Yeah, sure.
I'm glad about that because
$60 for Last of Us remastered.
Yeah, and so I'm glad about
$40 at the most.
Yeah, well, you know, it's coming with it's coming with $60 and it's coming with all of the DLC and stuff that came out for it.
Maybe we'll pull a Final Fantasy, and if you own The Last of Us on PS3, maybe you can.
Hey, maybe that'd be pretty cool.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Square Enix only cares about people, not money.
This is true. They're very good. They're very good developers. You got to respect
them. Yeah, but at least Last of Us, I mean, it's going to be $60, but at least you're getting... Because, I mean, think about it. If you bought it for a PS3, you spent that $60, and then you're going to spend all the money on DLC. So if you're getting it for the first time on the PS4, it's worth it because you're getting... better graphics and all of the, you know, the DLC that came out for it.
Whoa, did he just change his own opinion in his own conversation?
What are you talking about?
I thought you were against it.
What? No, I never said I was against The Last of Us remake.
Well, you know, you're so negative all the time.
No, no, no.
I just assumed.
I said at least they're remaking these games for the new consoles, though some of us would have preferred just to be able to play the old stuff on the new console.
Yeah, no, he's against backwards compatible. Things not being backwards compatible.
Oh, yeah. I would have preferred everything to be backwards compatible. But if it's not, you know, at least we're getting remastered. Because I don't have a PlayStation 3. If I'm going to buy a console, you know, why not just buy the PlayStation 4? And I'm glad that The Last of Us is going to be on the PlayStation 4.
Same thing for
Mass Effect 3 comes out for the PlayStation 4. And
I
Xbox
have to
One.
Mention it. Soul Calibur 2 was like really, really good on the Xbox, like really awesome.
Right.
They're doing a Soul Calibur 2 HD remake. Okay. But if you see like the comparison between HD and not HD, it's like, okay, that looks like crap now. Now I can see crap in HD, even though they said they worked on textures and crap like that. That's what I'm worried about, is a lot of HD remakes coming out and they don't put a lot of effort into it.
Well, Soul Calibur wasn't a very graphics-y game
anyway. Whoa! At the time, it looked awesome.
Sure, at the time. You know, but, I mean, like, if we're talking about, like, okay, maybe they're going to have a problem.
Which is, like, 3 years old, looks amazing on my Xbox. Like, it looks really good.
Well, yeah, what I'm saying, though, is, like, okay, they might have a problem with, like, the first Mass Effect, but, like, they're not going to have a problem enhancing the graphics for Last of Us and Mass Effect 3 and 2, like, because those are newer games.
We need Josh Isham's dictionary. Graphics.
I feel like the first Mass Effect will be the largest improvement. I think they'll do just fine. I mean, BioWare is not short of money here, but that doesn't exactly mean that they'll put out a good product.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying that Mass Effect 1 is going to have a problem. I'm saying if they were going to have a problem, it would be with the older games.
You know what game we need remade? Is Knights of the Old Republic. We need Knights of the Old Republic in HD.
Oh my god, dude. I want Knights of the Old Republic 3 instead of TOR.
Oh, dude.
So
didn't you hear?
Wish for the same thing as Half-Life 3?
Dude, Josh, didn't you hear? You can get Knights of the Old Republic 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and so on and so on and so on with the Old Republic.
TOR, yeah.
Exactly. Oh.
So,
except nobody mentioned that, you know, Knights of the Old Republic 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 are all going to be crap.
No, okay. Well, let's just break this down here. The game itself was not good. The stories was a different story. Get it?
Well,
I got it.
High five, Ian. Okay, go ahead, Josh.
I was just going to say that that is like the only thing that the Old Republic has going for it is the class quest.
You can't not say the gameplay was bad in that game, okay?
No.
It was the lack of content.
No one's saying the gameplay was bad. I mean, if you say the game was bad. I said the game itself, overall, it's not enjoyable. Like, it's not going to hold my attention over it. The gameplay, the mechanics, is not bad. I mean, it's the same thing you play in any other classic MMO. It's just the content is what a lot of stuff. I mean, and now the free to play option is absolutely horrible. I mean, I know this is kind of old news, but I mean, this should pretty much just jot into our rage segment because this free to play option sucks balls. It really does.
It's the I'm going to screw you over until you start paying $15.
Dude, I tried
you to can't take it anymore.
I tried to unify my colors on my armor so I don't have clown armor, and they told me I had to pay $5 for that.
You can't remove your helmet, too.
You can't remove your helmet. Nope. Dude, the preferred status is crap. Like, okay, there is the free-to-play option, which is, like, horrendous and not even, you can, like, don't even bother downloading the game. But then there's the preferred status, which are for people that actually bought the game before it went free-to-play. Dude, you can't do anything on that. Like, I was trying to send money from, you know, like one of my old characters to my new character, and it was like, oh, sorry, you have to be a subscription to send money.
That's exactly how they said it.
Yeah, sorry. Like, it's like, oh, I'm gonna need those TPS reports in today.
Just give us $15.
Yeah, it's like you can only send one item at a time too. It's like really ridiculous. One thing that got me, I guess that's not a big. One thing that got me though, dude, you can only expand your inventory once.
Well,
everything else you have to have a subscription for that. To expand it anymore.
We played an amazing MMO this past weekend, and again,
yeah,
for like a day,
dude. I was playing because I've been playing TOR for the Jedi Knight storyline.
The reason why I'm changing this is because TOR has like 7,000 subscribers or 700,000. I don't even know
7,000.
Who knows how many they have? But I guarantee TOR you they're not like, listening. Everybody's going, what the heck is TOR?
Yeah. What's that, the Old Republic? Anyway.
Yeah, TOR has like at least 20 subscribers. Anymore? Okay. TOR has at least 20 subscribers, so
at the very least. Didn't they come out and say that?
Million, we know that.
Didn't they come out and say that all they needed was 500,000 subscribers to make a profit off of a game that costs?
Yeah,
make a profit. The game didn't do anything.
Yeah, the game costs $150 million to produce. That's as much as a Michael Bay film.
For all of the voice acting that we skim through while requesting.
You know what I will say is playing WildStar, while that is not a dialogue-based MMO, there were like two recycled voices in WildStar, like, or three. At least in TOR, there was a number of different voices, while in WildStar it was like, I've heard that same girl like for 8 different quests for the past hour.
I didn't really notice that. Talking about recycling,
you don't really notice anything negative about that. So
hey,
I don't really want to talk to you.
Talk about recycling, though, dude. I went to Coruscant on my Jedi Knight, and I was just kind of messing around because I've been trying to wait for Lance to like level up a little bit so we could play together, and I started to notice all of the guards look exactly the same. They're bald dudes with mustaches.
Like all the orcs and WoW?
In the every single,
are you kidding?
Dude, they have like two of the same chick talking to each other like 1,000 times.
Are you kidding? They were
like everyone
model?
Looks exactly the same. There's like three models.
Torn World and WoW?
Hey, you're the one talking about recycling stuff.
I know. I was talking about voices.
When I was playing TOR though with the combat, I kept thinking to myself, I was like, man, this would be better if they had it like a reminiscent of WildStar for, you know, force users and stuff. Just,
I will gotta say, I, you know, I
a little
say
bit
this.
More movement base for Jedi. It'd be
I
you
did,
know, a little bit better.
When I played Wildstar, I did miss a lot of the voice acting and voice NPC interaction. That is one really big thing I do like about it.
You don't have that for WoW though.
In Mists of Pandaria, I mean, it's not exactly like the way they did it in Tor, but basically a lot of the main quest line, you don't have to, there's not
Dear
a lot of text
God,
or anything
stop
to read.
Playing Hearthstone.
you don't have to listen to a lot of, or I'm sorry, you don't have to read a lot of stuff. I mean, there's a lot of dialogue, there's a lot of really cool quests that you have to do. Like, I still stand by the fact that I think that Mists of Pandaria and The Old Republic have the best questing in any MMO.
I mean, when I played WoW, I didn't read a thing, so.
Yeah, I barely read anything either.
I never read anything
I would
either.
Say that if WildStar had, like, a main quest line that was voice acted, that would have been cool. But, like, for all of the side quests, like TOR has, like, everyone would just skip through that and get on with the quest because we were trying to level. You know, like, few people actually sat there and listened to every single quest, like all the voice acting and stuff.
Some of it did. It's called getting into the lore, you know? It was kind of cool learning this and that and blah, blah, blah.
Sure, but you can do the same thing reading. It would have been cool if WildStar could have incorporated a main quest line that was voice acted with the side quest being
or
how they have
quest
it.
Quest line that had to do with lore. That would have enticed me a little bit more.
Well, you only got to, level 12?
Oh, that's right. I mean, it's not like at TOR you get the lore quest at level 1.
It's not like in WoW you get the lore quest at, level 70?
This is true.
Saying.
This is very true.
So.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Me and Ian will argue about this all day long.
So let me ask you this: what was better, Star Wars Galaxies
when it comes out?
Wait, are you or aren't you?
I didn't say I was.
Ian's not going to buy it.
Go do it. And then in 6 months, when the community crumbles,
oh my god,
I'll be sitting there going, man. No, I think it will do okay.
You're an idiot.
I think it will do okay.
Yeah.
It's not going to revolutionize MMOs.
No, absolutely not. When the last time somebody made a claim that they're going to revolutionize MMOs, they went free to play in a year.
Well, you can't. You know how many MMOs is like, this is the WoW killer? Riff, I think, said that.
Every MMO says are like, it's
doesn't that
kill
WoW?
Yeah.
No.
I mean,
nothing
almost,
kills WoW.
Almost
nothing
every
will kill
MMO
WoW for like another 5 years.
No.
If longer than that.
If they just updated the graphics for that game, let's just say, hey, we're not going to change a dang thing. We're just going to like redo the engine.
So.
That'd be really hard to do, though.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Okay, let's stop raging.
Yeah,
the end of our rage segment. So the Xbox, it's basically we're talking about the
Dear
state.
Dear God,
of the,
stop playing Hearthstone.
What is it? Oh, come on.
So loud.
I'm playing League right now. I'm losing. I'm kidding.
The Xbox One talks about the state of Xbox TV. Basically. Nothing really has come to fruition yet. There's only There's about 3 or 4 shows that are going to be, you know, coming out when that's is released. And basically, Halo was said to be the like showrunner of Xbox TV, which now it's actually some soccer TV show about finding the next new soccer athlete or whatever. Nobody cares. Josh, stop typing to me while I'm talking. Great. I lost my train of thought.
There's not a lot of stuff going on with the Xbox TV. Well, the only interesting thing that I found was the Halo that's going to be coming out.
The fact that they're coming out with two series or That's what I got from the article.
No. I think there's only one Halo series,
and there's one that
for the Xbox. The other one there's like a Halo TV series for the Xbox One. The okay. other one is a digital feature quotation, but they like have not announced what the heck that even means, because in one interview they said yeah it'll be like Forward Onto Dawn, and then in another interview someone asked, well, you know, how many webisodes is it going to be, and they're like, well, it's not going to have webisodes. And so it's like, well, is it going to be a movie, what the heck is it going to be? And all they will say is it's a feature film. So we have no, like, literally have no idea what the crap, if it's like a web series, if it's a movie.
No, it sounds like it's going to be a short movie.
I don't think they even said that it was a feature film. From what I got from it, it was just Spielberg. No, wait, that's a TV series.
Did I say a feature? It's a digital feature.
Digital feature, yeah, which nobody knows what the heck that means.
If it's Cortana dancing around for 45 minutes, I'm okay with it.
Oh my God. I'm fine with that.
Yeah. So anyway.
Oh,
sorry,
yeah.
Taylor.
That kind of goes into... So the state of what it is, I'm losing my thought. I stopped playing Hearthstone. Thank you. So I'm focusing now. From what I got from it is they're basically... Halo, the TV series, the one that was going to be produced by Spielberg, was supposed to be their showrunner. Now it's the soccer thing, and it's been pushed back. They don't have a director. They don't have a writer. They don't have any screenplay or anything like that. The other Halo thing, which is the one being done by Ridley Scott, which is the one that's, quote, feature or digital feature, actually has a director, and that's Neil Blomkamp, whatever, the dude that did District 9 and Elysium. So he is the director for the, quote, feature, whatever it's called.
Digital feature.
Thank you. What does that even mean?
I don't even know.
It means digital feature. Good Lord! Congratulations.
I was watching something on IGN, and it was one of the little, you know, just the little 2-minute podcasts, and they were like, "Well, technically, this is a digital feature."
Yeah, like.
We have no that. What
no
the
one should
is
be
it?
Surprised that there's multiple Halo movie projects, just like there's going to be multiple game projects. What does Microsoft have? Come on. What do they have?
They have Halo and Gears of War.
Yeah. And then what's Cliff
speaking of which, some of the other TV series that they were talking about. It was Gears of War, Fable, Forza, and...
A Forza TV series?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'd watch that when, like, you know, the Food Network goes down.
And then the last one that they mentioned was State of Decay.
Oh, so that'll be cool.
Yeah. I'm excited for the Gears of War thing, too. I think that'd be pretty cool.
You know, there's another one coming out that kind of goes into what we were going to talk about.
Yeah.
And that's the Atari myth.
Oh, yeah.
So basically there was a myth that E.T., the Atari game, and like other Atari games like bombed so bad and they had like so many extra cartridges that they took a bunch of dump trucks, drove them out to the desert and buried them.
Yeah.
That's been like a
EA
myth.
They did that with Tor? I'm sorry, good for this.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's so mean.
TOR is a good game, okay? I bash it a lot. It is a good game. It's up to you if you want to pay for it. So,
the payment
whatever.
Model is
don't.
If you
want corrupt.
To pay for it and you love it, you're okay.
Don't listen to Prowler. He's a Tor
personal
hater.
Opinion.
Okay, so
such a tool. Anyway,
so continue.
So yeah, basically that's the myth, is like they, you know, it bombed so bad that they had to go bury all the stuff. Well, they're doing a documentary for the Xbox One.
Documentary?
Documentary.
I love his words.
Oh, God.
Sorry, Josh.
I quit the show. Bye. See you guys.
Documentary.
Sorry, Josh. Continue.
The documentary tonight.
Joshy Boo.
No, I quit the show. There you guys.
So what do they do, Josh? They buried it, and it. How long ago was this?
How long was the freaking Atari was out, man? Burial of 1983. So,
and they just now found it on a.
Yeah, so the people are doing that TV series for the Xbox One, and
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, they went and they dug it up, and lo and behold, the myth was actually true. There's a freaking ton of Atari games out there, including E.T. and some other stuff.
That's crazy.
All right. Cool. Now, guess what? Now, in 30 years, no, let's say 50 years, when we're all like in our 70s and 80s, when they find an old Nintendo or an old Sega.
No, they're going to, in 50 years, they're going to find a bunch of TOR games buried.
They're going to find a bunch of dead people in front of their computers that was playing WoW.
It's going to be like,
I think the apocalypse happened. Nope.
It's going to be like that. It's going to be like that South Park episode where Cartman goes in the future and the Wii is so outdated and it's a relic. It's like in a museum.
Yeah. Has that already happened?
I think that happened with the Wii U already.
When it was released, it was a relic. Hey, outdated hardware. Woo!
Oh, man. Oh, good time. So, Alien Isolation. This is a game we are really looking forward to. And just how scary is this game? Well,
I like how you say we. I'm probably the biggest alien nerd in this
room. Dude. I used to watch Alien with my father all the time. You have...
No.
What?
No, it's fine. Ian, you're the biggest fan ever, okay?
Okay.
Now, everyone that listens to this show, please rage at Ian about how he's not the biggest fan ever and that you are.
With Alien, I don't mean like, you know, illegal. I'm not illegal.
Yes, you are. You're very Mexican. And you're very illegal. So, anyway... Alien Isolation, IGN put out a video.
His penis should be illegal.
All right, so Alien Isolation, IGN put out a video of 16 of their staff playing the game in utter darkness. And basically, they're just, the question is, how scary is it? Well, I don't know if you guys watched the video or not, but...
It's awesome.
They would freak out at just... sparks.
Oh my god, that light turned on.
Exactly.
I will say this. The video of Outlast of them playing was much better.
Oh yeah,
but
they freaked out more.
It was hilarious to see like the itty bitty tiny details. They'd be like, oh crap.
Well, I mean, think about it. It's 10 times scarier because you have no gun. You have no way to defend yourself. So you see, you know, you're walking down a corridor and a bunch of sparks go off. You're like, crap, I'm dead.
Well, That's the problem I have with the game, is you have nothing to defend yourself. And the main character is a woman. All she has to do is start talking, the alien will explode.
Wow. Oh, I can't. I'm not even going to laugh at that, because that is wow.
Wow.
I'm just messing around.
So, yeah, like we said, one of the cool things is being able to see them basically freak out and jump at the tiniest things, the smallest things, like just smoke coming out of a vent or steam coming out of a vent and sparks flying from a nearby panel, or just even when they pulled up their radar and they saw the thing ping that the alien was near, they freaked out.
The fact that you have to pull up your radar.
Yeah.
You know, like you can't be running around with, you got to do different things, like they were using the torch to open the door, which if you open the torch... or open the door, you make noise, you attract it, and then you're scrambling for your radar gun going, where is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, they've talked about in other videos that and other reviews, like the alien is not on a path. It is actively hunting you.
Yeah. It's not like on a trail system, track system.
It is actively...
So wear a diaper.
Yes. One of the guys did say he pissed his pants.
Yeah, he's like... My bowels are gone. So, Lance, you should get Naomi Kyle on the show so we can get our first impressions from her.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, yeah, that's actually a pretty good idea.
And Josh made it awkward.
Yeah, I would actually like to get. I would actually like to get somebody's.
Or Greg Miller. I think Greg Miller's awesome. He was like the only person in the thing, like,
who wasn't really freaking out.
Yeah, and he was like the same way in Outkast. It was just like,
Well, I don't know. He's probably so used to this kind of stuff and expecting it, and maybe he's just putting on a show. But yeah, I'd love to get a first impression from somebody. I mean, we have to wait till October for this game to come out. So yeah, actually, and I was thinking we could do the same thing when the game comes out. We all pick it up. We'll all plug in our webcams and we'll give our audience our reactions to the game. I think that'd be a pretty cool idea.
I play naked when I'm scared.
I was just about to say that. It's like, is it okay if I'm naked?
No. I don't think that's okay. So, MOBAs and free-to-play games are basically, statistically, making PC gaming superior to consoles.
Shock.
There's always been the war. You know, it's funny. The console wars, they have their own war between themselves, but then there's the war of just gaming in general. What's the better platform? What's the better thing to game on? And for the longest time, myself, I've always been an Xbox fan until about 4 years ago. Ever since free-to-play games started to become more prominent, it just made more sense because people like us, we're budget gamers. We can't go out and spend, you know, $400 or $500 or $600 every 3-4 years or whatever on a brand new console and then spend $60 on a game. Like, we just can't do that. And I'm sure there's a lot of other people out there that can't either. MOBAs in particular are generally free-to-play games. I think only two that I can think of have really come out that have made you charge, which are now free-to-play, which is, I believe, Heroes of New Earth and Dota. And that, I don't know if you guys can agree with me on this one or not, but could you say that that alone, like MOBAs and other free-to-play games, are really what has driven the PC past consoles?
I wouldn't just say it's
MMOs. It's not just them, but they've I think they've certainly helped out. Like, not like just MOBAs, but
what other
MOBAs
do you think
as free to plays and other free to play games. Like, there's so many on the PC. Like, if you think of like the amount of free to play MMOs, there are literally hundreds of them.
Yeah,
half of the, well, I'm not even going to say half of them. 90% of them suck.
Yeah,
but they still all have player bases, you know.
And it's not like you know,
peace of mind is important.
That a lot of free-to-play games are coming to consoles. Like, I think, God dang it, what is that game? That tank game. What is that tank game
called?
World
of Tanks.
Yeah,
World of Tanks.
There you go.
Oh my god,
I play that all the time. I can't even remember what it's called.
Aren't you the one that plays it too? Out of the three of us.
Yeah, I. Anyway,
so go on.
That other game, the Bit Ninja game we play, is on the PS4. I know Blacklight Retribution's coming to the PS4. Warframe, that's what it is.
Warframe, yeah.
Ghost Recon,
yeah, that's going on the console.
Consoles.
And Ghost Recon.
What about the large shooter game that I was talking about?
Oh, Planetside.
Oh, Planetside too.
Planetside, yeah. Planetside 2 is on console.
Team Fortress.
But DC. I mean, they still don't have. I mean, there are. Lately, there have been options for free to play games on consoles. On the 360, there weren't, like, what, any, barely.
There's two right now. There's.
But I mean,
World
like.
Tanks, and
before
now
the Xbox
Warface.
One.
Wait, what
they've
about?
Recently come, but like before the Xbox One, there really wasn't anything almost.
Okay, what about
PC games? I
what
mean,
about
you
Minecraft?
Think about. Minecraft,
you have to pay for that?
Dead Co. But that's not free to play. You had to buy it.
Okay, I couldn't remember if that was okay.
Yeah, continue. You did have to buy
But like, if you think about it, between Steam and all of the sales and all the indie games that are on Steam that have, I mean, some of those indie games, dude, have like millions of people buying it. You know, it like indie games that go on sale regularly have like a million buys.
And the 360 has a buttload of indie games. So,
and not to mention Steam with their early access feature. Yep.
Yeah, early access, alphas, betas. I mean,
it's just
they have free. Some games have free weekends where you can just play for the weekend.
Yeah, that's true.
There was just a game on Steam that was like, you can have this game for free I think it was last weekend. There was a game on there, and I totally like didn't realize it until after the weekend was over. But there was a game that was free that you could just download, and if you download it during the free weekend, you could just have it.
So this is something interesting that I'm reading on here about console gamers and their opinions. It says that many console gamers actually fear a transition to PC like revenue streams. They'd rather just pay $60 for a complete game rather than having, say, Titanfall be free to play but have every mech, burn card, and weapon be a microtransaction upgrade. See, I can see that, but I don't... Go ahead.
PC gamers have that same fear. Like, we don't like microtransactions.
Yeah, and that's actually what I was about to say. It's like, it's almost the exact same thing. It's just, I don't think that's...
That's just the way gaming is going. That has nothing consoles, to do with which platform you're on.
Yeah, consoles don't have that as bad as PCs yet, but, I mean, it's going to happen. And nobody wants it. I mean, console gamers don't want it. PC gamers have always hated it. But,
and see, check
you know,
out.
That's not something that we can... As long as people keep using microtransactions, and they're going to, then, you know, it's just going to keep getting worse.
But here's the other thing.
One thing I want to mention.
Okay, go ahead.
But really, just really quick. Is I paid like $1,200 for my laptop, okay? A couple of years ago. Now, I could buy a PS4 for $400 that will play games better than my laptop.
Yeah,
like,
but
I can't play some games in 1080p. Not going to happen.
But
I have a gaming laptop.
There are good gaming laptops that will last you past the next gen that you can pay a little bit more for.
The upgrades you have to do for PC, if you want really high quality, to me, it just doesn't average out because you can still play. If you play a game on a console, yes, it's not going to look as pretty. It's not going to have as many textures, not as many shading, shadows, blah, 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 blah. But you never have to worry about, oh, next year I should probably upgrade my RAM. Next year I should probably replace my graphics card.
Yeah, but think about this, though.
And
RAM,
it's easier for people.
Hey, wait.
Saying mainstream, it's easier.
But think about that. Them. Upgrading the parts. I mean, how much does RAM cost? $20,
$30? I know that, but
how much
a
is
lot of
yeah, that's what...
That, how much does a graphics card cost?
You buy
a
console, like,
that's
okay.
It.
Think about this. You buy a console. If you buy an Xbox One right now, you're spending $500. You get one controller. If you want another controller or two controllers or three controllers,
well,
that's another almost $200 for three more controllers.
Nobody plays in the same TV anymore. You can't use that.
No.
Consoles
no, hey.
Can have their expenses. Wait. And you were talking about a laptop. Like, right? Like, if you spend... Okay, I spent $1,200 on my PC 2 to 3 years ago. I'm still using it. I haven't made any adjustments to it at all. Now, it's getting to the point where, like, in 6 months to a year, yeah, I'm going to have to put in, you know, I'm going to have to put in a new processor. But that's still only, you know, $100, $200, $300.
And there's other stuff you don't have to buy if you buy a console. No operating system, that's $100. No new monitor, that's $200 or $160 if you're a cheapskate.
There's just other advantages to a console.
It depends.
I'm not saying it's superior.
It depends on what
I'm
kind
just
of
it's easier.
It depends That's on what kind I'm of gamer saying. You are, though. Because if you're somebody that likes to have people over, or likes to have parties a lot, then you're going to end up spending a lot of money on accessories, just okay. so that your guests can have that. But
I
that's
guarantee
not-
you. If you did like a survey of console gamers on how many controllers they have, it's going to be one. Because everybody plays online. Who gives
yeah,
a
I don't
true.
Have one.
Three or four controllers.
Well, see, no. I have to disagree with that because I've always owned more than one. My friends have always owned more than one because not only do our friends like to come over and play, you know, on the consoles, but like for me, I play with my family on that. Like, I can't remember the last time I got a console with just one. I mean, just for me to play on, to enjoy on it. I mean, like,
yeah,
my father and I play through Halo every time. Every time there's a new Halo that comes out.
I'll say the same thing. The consoles that I do have, I have 2 to 3 controllers for them.
But none of us have next gen consoles.
But I would still no. But if
I mean, the 360 was online.
Yeah, if I went out and got an Xbox One right now or a PlayStation 4, I would have to get more than one, even two controllers.
Yeah, I mean, you have to. Most people have
it
at least
matter
two controllers.
What you
but what
do,
I'm saying,
the
all right.
majority of people do not do that.
I well, have what, to disagree
about
with that.
This.
Hey, actually, let's do this. Let's put it to the audience, guys. Send us an email or on Twitter or something.
I don't want to hear 360 because I don't want to hear about all the rock band parties you used to have. Next gen only. How many controllers do you have?
Yeah. How many controllers do you own? Are we talking about just controllers or accessories?
Controllers only.
Why? There's
because
accessories. No, we're talking about the price differences between PCs and consoles, and accessories freaking include into the console price. If you want that nifty little keyboard for your controller, that's $100. Right.
$100.
You can build a PC that can beat the Xbox for around $600 to $700. $600 to $700.
But think about this: how long is that going to last you?
Can I say something else too?
That's not the point. The point is you can always upgrade that. The Xbox, you're just stuck.
What does the Xbox do though? And what does the PlayStation 4 do?
Oh, that's an argument I wanted to bring up. I cannot stream on my laptop. Okay? I can't stream.
It's because you have a laptop.
Oh, no,
if I had internet,
not.
I
well,
could
Lance
do it on my
stream.
No, I have a laptop. I have to say, and don't take offense to this, Ian, but I think that's down to just your shopping skills on that.
I also bought a second gen Intel processor.
But
you bought a third.
You have that on a laptop. That's what I'm saying. Like, I barely paid more than you, and I've got, I mean.
But you bought later than me, and you have a better graphics card than I do.
Ian, I bought my PC two to three years ago, and I can stream if I had internet.
$1,200 laptop cannot stream, but a PS4 can stream on Twitch.
When did you buy the
easily.
Laptop?
Easily. 2 years ago?
Okay.
Three? Like I said, it's a second-gen Intel.
Okay. So it came out before the next-gen consoles, basically.
Yes, but my point being is a $600 or $700 PC will have a harder time streaming than your PS4 will. It's a fact. Just saying.
Well, anyway, again, guys, send us, go to Twitter or Facebook. It's facebook.com/RageQuitRadio and Twitter/MLRRageQuit. And tell us how many controllers you have. And actually, go ahead and tell us how many accessories you have on top of that, too. Tell us how many controllers and then accessories. Just so we can see and get an idea of, the general gamer and see what most people do.
I will say that probably buying a console is slightly cheaper than, going into PC. But we were talking about this article is the PC has so much more.
Yes, it has way more
potential
than a console.
You can do normal internet. You can do, everything a PC can do. You can play video games that are generally better graphics. than your consoles.
I'm not just arguing that. I totally agree with that. I'm just saying for mainstream people that are too busy, they'd rather just buy a box and be done with it.
Yeah, I mean, go ahead.
But the consoles can only do gaming. I mean, with the new consoles, you have some other stuff.
Xbox TV has their effing four shows.
I mean, what? Awesome, four shows.
They have virtual reality.
Steam boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Something we talked about several times in the past.
We have not seen enough of Steam boxes.
I know.
Steam boxes, I'm just saying, rely that could on be, Linux. Not every game on the Steam library is compatible with Linux.
I understand that. I understand that. I'm just saying maybe something like Steam boxes is the future instead of consoles.
Well, because consoles are basically PCs, so of course it's the future.
I mean, but how how viable is that really right now? I mean, we've talked about this in our early episodes about the Steam box. There are cheap, low-grade, even Alienware brand Steam boxes that are, what, like $300 or $400, if I remember correctly?
I haven't seen a Steam box for $300.
I'm just estimate. I can't remember. I know it's cheap. It's below $500.
The Alienware Steam box was said to be price compatible with the Xbox One.
It hasn't come out yet.
I'm just saying.
Right. That's what they announced. Yeah. It's supposed to be compatible. Price compatible or compatible, whatever, to the Xbox.
But anyways, the whole point of the article was that PC is making more money than consoles because of all the like microtransactions and stuff.
So, what other game do we hate the most out of everything? I mean, we despise it and we hate it. And we want it to go away.
That Barbie Island game. Wait, what are we talking about?
No, worse than Barbie Island.
Oh, Call of Duty.
Call of Duty.
Sorry, people who all play Call of Duty. I've owned two Call of Duties. I'm not saying it's a bad game.
It's a repetitive game.
Let me rephrase this. Call of Duty past Modern Warfare, the first one.
Modern Warfare 2 was really good.
Yeah. Modern Warfare 2 was good. Okay, past Modern Warfare 2.
Why are we talking about it?
If
we could reskin Halo as much as they reskin Call of Duty, man, imagine how many Halo games we'd have.
I don't know. Let me guess, one every year?
Don't give them any ideas, Ian. Please.
Yeah, Jesus, no.
So, the reason why I bring this up, MLG is now going to be played at the X Games and going to be broadcast on ESPN. Now, this is, really good news for gamers, especially esports fans. Why? Well, because it's being recognized by a very popular, prominent broadcaster, which is ESPN.
This isn't the first time ESPN has picked up MLG, by the way.
Wait, are you sure?
Yes, I'm positive.
Can you recall what other game it was on?
They used to do MLG highlights all the time. It was like on ESPN3, the channel nobody watched.
Oh, wait. So it was just highlights. It wasn't actual like tournaments
showcased.
I think they used to do matches.
Oh, okay.
In June at the X Games in Austin, there's going to be a dedicated area showcasing
Call
of Duty matches. Yeah, there's eight teams.
Has to be Call of Duty.
They're going
to
be competing for a medal. I mean, it's cool, even though it's Call of Duty, it's still cool.
You're going to hear this, Lance, but this is the article.
It's legitimizing.
You realize when you send me that link, everybody on the show is going to hear Mumble saying, "Channel Prowler." Link to.
Sorry.
What a retard.
Okay,
It's legitimizing esports, and that's cool. Even though it's they picked a bad game to do it.
Yeah,
it's legitimizing esports. It's gonna be cool. It's gonna be good.
It's just I wonder if they picked Call of Duty because of its popularity, but then when you think about it,
probably
League of Legends still has a higher player base than Call of Duty. which is still a better, more competitive, more entertaining game to watch.
Yep. Which, I mean, I guess we can kind of, the console gamers are casual gamers. It's console gaming is more mainstream than PC gaming, probably. You know, it's considered.
We
it's
could go
considered
on for 30 minutes about this subject.
Yeah, it's really tough to say that console gamers are casual gamers, because
remember, pro gaming started. Well, it didn't start, but Halo.
I was going to say Halo 2
a lot in LG. Dude.
Halo 2.
What I'm
huge.
Saying though is it's like it's more readily accepted by mainstream. Than what would like League of Legends on the PC be?
Korean StarCraft 2.
Yeah, but yeah, that's Korean StarCraft 2. That's not accepted as mainstream United States.
Exactly.
No, everybody accepts that all Koreans play StarCraft 2. I don't know what you're talking about.
Everybody accepts that all Koreans are automatically good at video games.
Oh, he's Korean. It's over. Game over. Just quit.
GG.
I can see.
Anyways, so yeah, it's probably a good game that, you know, it's a popular console game. It's, you know, considered more mainstream than something like League of Legends on the PC is.
Which is so
but anyways,
weird to me.
You know, there's something that I saw looking into this, and that is that they're going to be building Major League Gaming has announced plans to build a 15,000 seat stadium at Hengen Island. This is over in China, which is like it's near Hong Kong and it's near a popular gambling spot and blah 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 because it's over in China. And I'm American and I don't know anything about it. But that was actually interesting. Apparently, the number of gamers in China has surpassed the total number of American citizens.
Well, that's because it's China.
Do you know how many people are in China?
Exactly.
There's more people in China in one room than I have in my town.
You understand?
I'm just saying.
China is the richest country in the world.
That's why I'm saying that's probably the reason that they picked China, is because there's a ton of gamers. But anyway, I just thought it was cool that they're building a MLG arena. Which is a 15,000 seat arena.
Yeah.
For gaming. I thought that was another side note. That was really cool.
But Riot has actually built or building two dedicated stadiums. For gaming. To be fair, it is for League of Legends only, I think. But they are building their own stadiums.
Are they as big, though? I mean, that's...
Oh, I have no idea. I would imagine. I mean, how many people filled... Dude, did you see the Staples Center? It was packed. There wasn't an empty seat.
And
it's the Staples Center.
Virgin and Nerd was there ever.
So, I mean, this is really, I mean, all of this is really good for gamers worldwide. I mean, games are no longer seen as the nerdy, weird thing anymore. It's now the popular, cool thing, which I don't know how to...
taboo.
I don't know how to feel about that.
We're not hipster anymore, guys. We need to find something else.
So, the fact that, you know, one day we may see esports regularly broadcasted on ESPN is a pretty refreshing thought. You know, I really look forward to see, even though it is Call of Duty, I'm actually probably going to watch the X Games just to see how they broadcast it, the announcers and everything that they do, because League of Legends and StarCraft, they do some of the greatest broadcasting for esports, and I would really love to see how ESPN does it. Which I'm sure it will be great because of who it is, but I'm really looking forward to see, you know, like a preview or glimpse of what we can, you know, have for the future. So it seems like
I'm not looking forward to is advertisements in my games, but that's going on a completely another thing.
Dude, just wait till Facebook and the Oculus Rift, man.
Yeah.
Just wait. We're going to have advertisements popping up all over while we're playing.
We shouldn't have said anything though, because we keep getting distracted.
I know, and it sucks because we only have 2 minutes left in the show, and I would love to get into
and we
the
didn't
whole
even
thing.
Get
a, I know.
Yeah, we didn't even get to talk about Star Wars. God dang it! We'll have to talk about it next week.
Yeah, we'll talk
it's
about
be
it
old
next
news
week.
Next week, but we got to talk about it next week.
It's not
going to
be
huge.
Old news. It's going to be current. We're going to make all it right. current.
Get on my quickie. Let's do my quickie.
Oh, do your quickie. Go. My bad.
All right. H1Z1 got some new, some good news as Sony Online Entertainment President John Smedley was quoted as saying, "We will not be selling guns, ammo, food, water. That kind of, that's kind of the whole game, and it would suck, in our opinion, if we did that." Again, that was quoted from Sony Online Entertainment's president for the game H1Z1. Instead, H1Z1 will be selling wearable cosmetic items, and these items can be looted from a player's body but will have limited durability, but the buyer will not lose the item on death. Braum, the Heart of Freljord, was revealed for League of Legends. He is a tank character designed to be support for AD carries. Dragon Age Inquisition will have a release date for October 7th in North America and October 10th in Europe. It will be available on the PS3, PS4, Xbox 360, Xbox One, and the PC. Lead character artist for The Last of Us, Michael Noland, is leaving Naughty Dog. Well, and that's my quickie because I got to keep it short.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off there. Well, that's our show, everybody. Thanks for listening and tuning in. Don't forget to like us on Facebook and like us on Twitter and follow us on Twitch where we stream live. And tune into us next week, Wednesdays at 6 p.m. on More Like Radio. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Remember, we'll be talking about Star Wars.